Exercise increases faith, February 27. But let them ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Faith reaches out to grasp the hand of Christ, knowing that he will hold more firmly than it is possible for the human hand to hold, and that he will never let go. While the human agent is willing to be led, Christ will lead him. Faith is the very lifeblood of the soul. Its presence gives warmth, health, consistency, and sound judgment. Its vitality and vigor exert a powerful though unconscious influence. The life of Christ in the soul is as a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. It leads to a constant cultivation of the heavenly graces and to a kindly submission in all things to the Lord. It enables us to reveal that Christ is abiding in the soul. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Have we not proved this in the past as we have moved out in faith to produce the things now seen? Faith is not only to look forward to things unseen, it is to be confirmed by looking at past experience, at tangible results, the verification of God's word. Pray, Lord, increase my faith. Faith quickens the senses to work diligently to produce results. Faith elevates and ennobles the powers of the soul, enabling it to lay hold upon the unseen. Entanglements in secular business are sometimes permitted by God to stir the sluggish faculties to more than common action, that he may honor faith by the bestowal of rich blessings. This is a means of advancing his work. But those who are without faith will never learn. By unbelief they dishonor their Lord. Unless they are converted, they will make shipwreck of their faith. They stand in the way of advancement, and this the Lord will not tolerate. He desires his people, even in the darkest shadow, to trust in him. Satan is permitted to throw his shadow across their pathway that their dormant faith may be aroused to pierce the cloud, and find light and courage and life beyond. Looking unto Jesus, not only as our example, but as the author and finisher of our faith, let us go forward, having confidence that he will supply us with all the strength that is needed for every duty. Eternal life is presented to us. Let us do all in our power to gain it, canvassing for Christ's object lessons.